Good afternoon, everyone. How many of you know because of God's grace and His mercy that we are here?
Absolutely.
And we just thank God for allowing it. His unearned grace. I'm going to sing a song that Keisha asked me to sing. And I ask you to just pray with me.
Amen.
I almost let go. I felt like I just didn't like life anymore. My problems had been mounted. Depression weighed down. But God held me close.
All right, yes.
So I wouldn't let go. His mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me, and He held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me. So I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because He kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. He kept me. God me, so I wouldn't let go. I almost let go. I felt like I didn't want to live my life anymore. My problems had down, but God held me close, so I wouldn't let go. His mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. And so I
afternoon, giving all glory and all honor to God Almighty, who is certainly the head of my life.
Yeah.
I give sincere gratitude to the shepherd of this house for the opportunity to stand behind this holy desk. I'd like to recognize all of the clergy that's present in the pulpit and clergy that's present in the pew, and to this lovely family and friends, I want you to know that it's an honor, and it's a privilege, and it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess a word from the Lord. And as it concerns such a wonderful person as this, let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak a word of comfort, Lord. Speak a word of encouragement. And use me as the vessel, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word, for someone needs to hear a word. Have your way, Lord. But hide me way, way, way behind your cross. But speak a word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would, just go with me to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 11, which is a very, very familiar scripture. And I just want to read the highlights of that chapter 11 for your comfort. John 11, the first verse says, "Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha." And if you skip down to the sixth verse, it says, "When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was." And then down to verse 25 and 26, says, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" I want you just to think with me for a few moments on the topic of faith like that. Faith like that. "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die."
Yes.
"Believest thou this?" Do you have a faith like that?
Well,
Valerie had a faith like that. You know, in times like these, there's nothing more confident than a word from the Lord.
Talk about it.
Amen.
Talk about it.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
Yes.
And that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
The Bible reminds us that a cheerful heart is as good as any medicine.
Yes.
When we put our faith in Jesus as our Savior, then we are pleasing the Lord.
Yes.
And when we please the Lord, then adverse circumstances, instead of hindering our faith, it can actually enhance our joy.
Amen.
Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
Valerie had a triumphant faith. Valerie had a faith that just held on firmly through it all. A triumphant faith, a faith that looks to the Lord continually. A faith that praises the Lord in the midst of a storm when you're going through, but she would praise her way through. Valerie had a faith like that.
Thank you.
You know, because Valerie had a faith like that, this is not a sad occasion. This is a victory celebration. You know, when I think about Valerie, I'm reminded of what Paul said when he was speaking to young Timothy. And if you would just allow me to change the names. But when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, and which dwelt first in our grandmother Louise, and thy mother Gloria, and I am persuaded it is in thee also. You know, no matter how strong your faith may be, every once in a while you feel like you're all alone. And I had that conversation with my niece on Saturday, and she was feeling like she was all alone. But after we called on the Lord and we touched hands, she just started praising. She started saying, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
But every once in a while, you need someone to stir that faith up, that gift that God is here to stir it up. Anyone that's ever had the opportunity to know Valerie, they had a chance to see a faith like that exemplified. Because you could go to see her and she could be down, but by the time you finished talking to her, you would be up.
Amen.
Yes. So true.
She had a faith that pleases God.
Yes.
When you look at our focal verse this afternoon, John 11, 25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Yes.
Believest thou this? Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
Do you have a faith like that?
Come on. All right now, man. Come on.
You see, God never intended that we understand everything. Because you see, if we did, then we would be as wise as God. So the graduation of a loved one from this life into eternal life is fresh on our minds today.
Yes.
Many of you may be saying, why? And I understand that on Saturday night, last Saturday night, even Valerie, she said, Jesus, why? But see, you need to understand that there is one why that comes from a perspective of right or wrong or good or bad. That's a judgmental why. But then there's another why that comes from a perspective of a desire simply to understand.
Yes. Yes.
That's an analytical why. You see, Valerie was not questioning good or bad, right or wrong. She simply wanted to hear the Lord say to her, you have fought a good fight,
and yes, yes, yes.
You have finished your course.
Yes.
You have kept the faith.
Yes.
Jesus, why? Because you've done what I sent you to do. Your work on this earth is done.
Yeah, wait, brother.
Come on up.
Come on.
A little bit higher.
Yeah,
right. You're free now.
Yeah.
You see that only God truly understands the question of why, and we may never understand it in its fullness in this world. If we were to look at the last few months, or in some cases the last few years, through the eyes of God, then what's happening today would make a lot more sense. Maybe this is the reason that God does not give us full understanding at first, because he has to help us understand it and to see it from his viewpoint.
Yes.
If we look deeper into the scripture, John 11:1 says, now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And verse 3 says, therefore his sisters sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But my Bible tells me in verse 6, it says, but when he heard therefore that he was sick, he abode 2 more days still in the same place where he was. And you know, in this scripture, Jesus says to his disciples plainly that Lazarus is dead. And for most of us, that's the last word. You see, the worst has happened. Lazarus is dead. So we might ask, why must our loved ones suffer? Why must our loved ones die? Why must God cause us all to go through ordeals like this? I'm sure that these questions perplexed these two sisters long ago, just as they puzzle us today.
Yes.
Bible says Lazarus grew sick and he died. And some may think that if Jesus really loved him, he would have been there. The Bible says Jesus loved Martha and her sisters and Lazarus. Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. You see, love does not always do what we want or what we expect. God does not always do what we want him to do or what we expect him to do. But Jesus loved these three individuals. Just as Jesus loves all of you.
Yes.
Yet Jesus stayed away from them in their hour of need. He loved them, therefore he delayed until Lazarus died. What a strange event. To put it plainly, because Jesus loved them, He stayed away.
All right.
Come on.
You see, we would expect just the opposite. We would expect the Bible to say that Jesus loved him, therefore he rushed to go help them. That's what we expect. That's what we want to hear. But God, in his infinite wisdom, sometimes he delays to act. Or does not act as we want him to act. For most of us, there's nothing more important than life. But from God's perspective, death is only a transition from this world into eternity. Jesus loves you. Yet there are times when he brings you to extreme disappointment. God loves you. Yet sometimes trouble comes to your house. God loves you. Yet he allows our loved ones to die. None of that makes sense. But you see, the goal of God is not to make sense. The goal of God is to bring people to faith. Valerie had faith like that. The desire of God is not to destroy the body, but to build up the soul. Valerie had a faith like that. You might ask, why must this happen? Is a question that ran through the mind of Mary and Martha. And they thought, if only Jesus had been there, why couldn't things have turned out differently? Why was this tragedy allowed to take place? Simply, it was because Christ loved those people. It's because Christ loves you.
Amen.
He loves us, and he comes to us sometimes through tragedy, and sometimes through grief.
Yes.
Do you have a faith like that?
All right.
Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
To do God's will is more precious than life. To believe in Jesus Christ is to triumph over death.
Yes.
And to help others believe in the power of God in Jesus Christ. It's all worth endangering your life for. Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
Jesus calls us to himself. He is the resurrection and the life.
Yes, he is.
He is the Lord of the universe and comes as the servant of all. He calls us to die with him that we might have life. He calls each of us to be a servant that we might reign with him. He calls us to give ourselves and all we own to his purpose so that we can inherit treasures in heaven. Sin and death are powerful and they stand against us. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
Do you have a faith like that?
Come on now.
See, no tragedy and no pain, no tears, no heartache can separate us from the love of God. For everything that we go through, he goes through it with us. He suffers our tragedy, our pain, our cries. He experiences all of the heartache that we experience. Trust in the Lord who comes to be with you in your pain, who weeps over you, who gives himself to you for the glory of God.
Yes.
Do you have a faith like that?
Yes, yes.
Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
The services here today are not for those who have already obtained eternal life.
All right. Come on.
But for those living in this old world, some who have not been properly introduced to Jesus as their personal Savior, and others who have been in church seemingly all their lives and they still don't have it right. Do you have a faith like that? Jesus said unto her, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do you have a faith like that? Valerie had a faith like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. On June 27th, 2016, it did not mark an ending. It marked a continuation of an eternity. Oh, she's free now. I can just see her dancing all over God's kingdom because she's free. She fought the battle. The victory is won. Hallelujah. If it were possible for us to open up heaven just for a minute, I think we would all stand in awe of the beauty of heaven and all of the singing that's going on and all of the happiness and the joy and the excitement of it all. And I believe if we could open up heaven just for a minute, that we would all hear Valerie say, if I ask Valerie now, what would you want me to tell your family? And what would you want me to tell your loved ones? I believe she would say something like this. She said, first of all, tell them that I love them all with all my heart.
Yes.
And then tell them that I want to see them. I want to see him again. She would say to me to tell them how and tell them about Jesus and tell them about his saving grace and tell them about heaven. And then I think she would say, tell those that know Jesus to continue to grow in their faith.
Amen.
And tell anyone who may not know Jesus to get to know him soon. And tell every one of them that it takes a faith like that to please him. A faith like what Valerie had. And tell them not to fret about me. For at last, I'm free. No more pain. No more tracking back to the doctor. Where she said she wanted to be, she said she was ready to be home.
Yes, yes, yes.
She's on now. She's free. Saul, though it may be heavy on your heart today, celebrate.
Yes.
Because the victory has been won.
Yes.
Valerie's at home because she had a faith like that.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
There's one for you.